The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." You can read this in Genesis 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Does that mean anything to you? It should. It should be uppermost on your mind. You should want to know just what that means. Does that statement have anything to do with you? If it does, should you try to find out what it has to do with you? Perhaps everyone in their life, and especially when you were a kid or a young adult, dreamed of being like someone, perhaps a TV star or athlete or many others. Perhaps you practiced trying to be and perform like someone you idolized. But eventually we outgrow those moods and ideas and finally realize that they didn't have the best life either. Finally realize that they had their flaws and problems just as you do. But very few people have wanted to be like God, God the Father and God the Son, and yet that is the whole purpose of this physical life, is to become like God and Jesus Christ. But we don't know much about God. We don't want to know how He is. We don't want to know God and follow in His footsteps. God is in the business of enlarging His family by reproducing Himself. He is doing that by and through the power of His Holy Spirit, which is the mind, attitude, and character of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. You hear a lot about salvation or being saved, but most people doesn't know what salvation or being saved really is. I can tell you on the authority of God Almighty that it is a lot more than just saying, "I accept Jesus," or "I give my heart to the Lord," or "going to church on Sunday, the first day of the week." Let me tell you what salvation is in a nutshell. It is building the mind, attitude, and holy righteous character of God the Father and Jesus Christ. If you do that, and if you die with that mind, attitude, and holy righteous character of God the Father and His Son and our Savior, Lord and Master, Jesus Christ, then you are saved. Salvation or eternal life will be given you when Christ returns. God can't give you His character instantaneously. It has to be built over the period of your life. You and I can't do that without walking with God. We have to agree with God and His Word. God has to have our cooperation, and we have to have God and Christ living in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Notice what God had to say in the book of Amos, one of the minor prophets back in the Old Testament, Amos 3, beginning in verse 1. "Hear this word that the Eternal has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying..." Now God is speaking to the 12 tribes of Israel. He says, listen to what He has to say in His Word, the Holy Bible. The things God has said about Israel, and it does include the United States and the British people, and mainly those two nations, the two main tribes of which the name Israel was placed on. God wants you to understand the punishment and correction He has pronounced on us if we don't repent and turn to God. Verse 2, "You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities." God says that He has known us more than anyone, any other nation, or all of the other nations put together. He spent more time with ancient Israel than all of the other nations put together. God says He has known us and has spent more time with the family of Israel than all the other nations. Then He asks us a question in verse 3. "Can two walk together unless they are agreed?" God is saying, you can't walk with Me unless you agree with Me, unless you agree with My Word and live by it. You will never understand the plan of salvation and your part in it unless you are willing to obey your Maker. God says, He's with those that are with him. He also said, if you forsake me, I will forsake you. And that's exactly what America and the entire earth has done. We have forsaken our God. That began in the Garden of Eden, and we're still doing that today. Notice what God had to say in Isaiah 45, beginning in verse 18. For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens? Who is God? Who formed the earth and made it? Who has established it? Who did not create it in vain? Who formed it to be inhabited? I am the Eternal, and there is no other. Verse 19, I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob or Israel, seek me in vain. Notice that, my friends. God says he hasn't said seek him in vain. In other words, he's telling us that there is a big reward if you seek God. I did not say to the seed of Jacob or Israel, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. God says if you seek him, his word, his plan of salvation, with the intent of living by every word of God, as Christ commands you, then you will prosper. You will begin to understand the purpose of life and why you were born, where you are going, and how to get there. Now, wouldn't you like to understand these things, my friend? You will not be seeking God in vain. Notice what Christ had to say about the religious people of his day. That's found in Matthew 15, beginning in verse 7. And remember, Christ was speaking to religious people that claimed to be righteous and religious. Verse 7 of Matthew 15, hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Did you catch that, my friends? God says, you are a hypocrite if you only profess something and don't live it. And that's what these people were doing, and yet they claimed to be the righteous people on earth at that time. Verse 9, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Yes, if you want to worship God in vain, all you have to do is just hang on to pagan customs. The only way you can worship God in vain is by not obeying him. Just keep hanging on to traditions that are false and pagans. Dress them up, disguise them to look righteous and to look religious, when they are only pagan customs, which blinds the world from understanding the true God and the plan of salvation. Have you ever wondered why you don't really understand the plan of salvation? Maybe you should begin to think about that, my friends, and you will never understand it unless you're willing to obey your Maker. Verse 8 said, their heart is far from me, having no intentions of surrendering self to Jesus Christ and his way of life, having no intentions of getting rid of self and putting on Jesus Christ. Yes, putting on Jesus Christ, becoming like him in mind, attitude, and character. God loves justice and truth and righteousness. He hates iniquity or sin, the breaking of his word and of his law. Where are you in comparison to God's way of life? Do you know enough about God and Jesus Christ, their way of life, how they live, how they think, how they act, and what they do, to really understand where you are in comparison to them? Becoming like God is the purpose of your life. Isn't that what God said in Genesis 1 and verse 26? I want to read that again so you have that on your mind. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Yes, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God told man to have dominion over his atmosphere. And God also wants you to have dominion and rule your own spirit. And you can do that, if you will, by the help and by the aid of God's Holy Spirit. But without God's Spirit, you cannot do that. And God says he only gives his Spirit to those that obey him. God intended man to rule not only what God put under man, but above all, his spirit or mind, to gear it in God's direction. God intended you and me and everyone else to become like him in our first life. Now this world has turned that invitation down except for a very few from the creation of man. Oh, that we could understand what true success is. It is to become like Jesus Christ. It is to build his mind, his attitude, and his character. Abel is the first one that's mentioned in the Bible that took God up on his offer. The New Testament tells us the purpose of life in many places, and one such place is found in Romans 13, beginning in verse 8. Paul is speaking here. He says, "Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law." That's God's way of life, the way of give and the way of love. But this world, and perhaps you, my friend, as you listen to me today, you have put on the attitude and the mind and the character of Satan the devil, the way of get and the way of selfishness. Paul said that is a debt that we owe one another. And Christ said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Do we do that as a world or a nation? Do you do that? Paul said that is a debt that you owe, is to love others as you love yourself. There are steps that you must take and things you must do to put on the mind, attitude, and character of God and Jesus Christ to become like God. God hasn't done it all for you. Now we know we have to repent and be baptized and accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, Lord, and Master, and receive God's Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, and begin the process of walking in newness of life, walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ as he tells us that we must do. Notice in Ephesians 4, beginning in verse 11, "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Paul is speaking to the church here, and he's telling us that the Word of God is there, and that there are teachers and pastors and ministers out there to help you to understand God's Word, and God will give you His Spirit to help you to understand His Word if you are willing to obey your Maker. But he says all of this is done so that we will come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. In other words, until we build the mind, the attitude, and the character of love and of give as God the Father and Jesus Christ have. Yes, to become like Christ, as it tells us in Romans 13 and 9. Notice what it says here. "For the commandment, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witnesses, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, all are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." My friends, that is something to shoot for, and God expects you to do that. And he will give you the opportunity sometime in your life, whether it's in this life or after the second resurrection. If you'd like to understand more along this line of what salvation is and the purpose of your life, why you were born, and you should want to, we have a couple of booklets that you should read. Why were you born and what do you mean salvation? You should want to know the purpose for your life and how to fulfill that purpose. You should want to know the plan of salvation, and you can if you'll only call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.